Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your shortlist of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/WSJ. That's Indeed.com/WSJ.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, we're going to talk about our feelings, at least as they pertain to Amazon HQ2, as a majority of New Yorkers say Amazon's pullout is bad for the state, which opens up the broader question, what does a gigantic new headquarters do for a city? And what does it mean for the bigger, broader picture that is Amazon headquarters? We're talking about it all, but first, these tech headlines. The chip stock rally could be in jeopardy if the trade deal disappoints. Shares of chip makers are surging toward their best quarter in more than 2 years as U.S.-China trade tensions have thawed. But they have a critical test as a trade deal is hammered out. The PHLX Semiconductor Index, which includes chip makers such as Intel, NVIDIA, and Advanced Micro Devices, has advanced 20.5% in 2019, topping the S&P 500's 13% rise this year and heading toward its best three-month period since the third quarter of 2016. Shares of semiconductor companies, which have been caught in the crosshairs of the trade battle, have bounced back as tensions have eased. But stumbling blocks remain, including concerns over China's policies on intellectual property, technology, cybersecurity, and energy. And if a trade agreement deal disappoints, analysts caution it could upend the rally in chip shares. The Journal's Jessica Menton has more at WSJ.com. While Lyft continues to hog all the buzz as it attempts to go public, another startup is following suit. PagerDuty Inc., which helps companies manage their web operations, has unveiled its paperwork to hold an initial public offering. The San Francisco-based PagerDuty has raised about $170 million in private capital since it was founded in 2019 and was valued at $1.3 billion in a funding round last year. Turning the page from seed to weed, a new chapter is taking shape for a once-taboo slice of the venture ecosystem. Case in point, the presence of three cannabis businesses in Y Combinator's cohort of roughly 200 startups signals a shift in Silicon Valley. Until now, major venture capital firms steered away from the plant-touching category, betting instead on startups that don't actually handle marijuana crops or processed plants. However, venture-backed companies such as Ease Solutions, an online marketplace for cannabis products not funded by Y Combinator, have been the model for VC firms whose charters barred them from backing plant-touching businesses. And while big-name investors are still hesitant of the venture, Y Combinator remains one of the first taking the plant-touching bet. Coming up, assessing the fallout as Amazon makes big moves and takes them away. What abandoned plans for a headquarters in New York City means now that the dust has settled, and where Amazon goes from here after this.
Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your shortlist of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/WSJ. That's Indeed.com/WSJ.
Two-thirds of New Yorkers, certainly not known for being opinionated, view Amazon.com's decision to scuttle a planned corporate headquarters in Queens as bad for the state. The poll highlights big tech's mixed support when it comes to city-level management and upending of culture as we know it. Let's get more. Joining us from Albany via Skype is Wall Street Journal reporter Jimmy Vielkind. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
So for all the talk we heard about the criticism of what this would do to New York City, we see another sentiment. Is it fair to say that there's a mixed bag of support when it comes to, you know, upending a city like this? If we use New York City as any kind of barometer, what sense do you get about how the general public feels about an Amazon HQ2 at the end of the day?
Well, people who had followed the Amazon discussion or who understand real estate developments generally know that in the most immediate area around a project, you have the most likely opponents, and they tend to be loudest, mm-hmm. right? People who support a project, people who support a new thing, they don't come out. They don't take the time to come out to a community meeting. They don't go to demonstrations, etc. And a poll released Monday by the Siena College Research Institute showed that New Yorkers statewide, not just in New York City, but the entirety of the state, 67% said that Amazon's decision to cancel its proposed expansion in New York was a bad thing. And 61% of voters said that they supported the company coming. That's a solid majority, and it tracks with statewide surveys taken by this polling outfit that happened before Amazon announced it was abandoning plans for its campus in Long Island City on February 14th.
What were the major gripes? What are the feelings of disappointment being expressed here?
The Amazon campus was 25,000 jobs, and politicians described it as a boost of revenue, an estimated $28 billion over the next quarter century, that they had hoped they could put toward upgrades in infrastructure, education funding, and a host of other benefits. When the Amazon deal went south, politicians said that they believed it was a blunder, and they were concerned that it would send a signal to other businesses that New York is not a place to locate, that New York is a place where a vocal minority, where local politics can influence and, in this case, override plans that are developed on a larger scale and through a larger lens. This poll seemed to indicate that. Governor Cuomo on Monday said that he was most concerned about another question in the survey, not just about Amazon, but about whether or not it's harder for businesses to be successful in New York. In response to that question, 67% of voters said that they felt that it was harder for businesses to be successful in New York compared to about a quarter of voters who disagreed with the statement. That, Governor Cuomo said, is a sentiment that he's hoping to reverse. And it's one that he said is troubling as he thinks broadly and beyond Amazon, and as he tries to boost the state's economy, both upstate, where we've seen population declines, as well as an exodus of industrial jobs, and in New York City and its suburbs, which at this point are the economic engine for the entire state.
And as you mentioned before, I mean, you know, we're looking at New York specifically, but it speaks to the general public beyond the state.
Well, the opponents of Amazon seized on the news that the company would not go forward with its Queen campus as what they hope would be a starting point in an ongoing push among New York legislators and legislators around the country to push back against corporate subsidies and incentives. There was legislation introduced in New York, as well as other states, that would sort of make sure that any negotiations like the HQ2 competition that Amazon undertook would require more public disclosure. There are a renewed look at the incentive programs that were used. And so left-leaning groups and some labor unions say that they believe this gave them momentum in their ongoing efforts. In Northern Virginia, where Amazon also is moving forward with a headquarters expansion, there have been some additional negative voices that cropped up. And I've heard from leaders of the movement in New York that they are in consultation with their colleagues in Northern Virginia and other states, and that they're hopeful that what they see as the demise of HQ2 can be the start of something bigger.
What is your assessment on the way Amazon handled this move now that we can step back? You know, some say it was not the best PR rollout, but is Amazon past the messiness, and what is ahead as this company ever expands never-endingly? You know, where do we go from here?
Well, in New York, there was a note that there would be an expansion of Amazon, that despite the collapse of the deal for a dedicated headquarters campus in the Long Island City neighborhood of Queens, Amazon said it would increase its headcount, and it had already had plans to put more employees on the west side of Manhattan. That's going forward, and New York politicians are working furiously to try and increase that headcount and make it clear that Amazon is welcome in New York and hopefully doing business in New York. The company is also moving ahead with jobs in Northern Virginia, the other winner of the HQ2 competition, as well as in Nashville, Tennessee. So Governor Cuomo said that he wanted to make clear to businesses writ large that what happened to Amazon in the HQ2 context was an isolated incident. It seems that the company is still moving forward and that the tide has not yet turned against it in other places.
Very good. Jimmy, thanks so much for the time.
No sweat, Tanya. Happy to help.
That's it for the tech news briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.